It's frustrating. Sometimes it makes you want to cry. It's traffic on I-285. John Ford knows what it's like to be stuck on the interstate.
I used to travel a lot on the 285 corridor and had a 2.5 hour commute to Kennesaw.
A commute that on a normal day should only take about 40 minutes. In fact, traffic on the connector gets so congested, he decided to change jobs. He has just one of the many horror stories about traveling along 285 during the week. According to the Georgia Department of Transportation, about 240,000 cars travel along the top end of the connector each day from I-75 on the west to I-85 on the east. The stalled traffic that winds with the highway for miles is nightmarish for drivers. That's where Tim Matthews comes in. He's with GDOT.
We believe express lanes is our way to manage the amount of traffic or demand in those lanes to give those users the reliable trip times that they're looking for.
So what's the plan? To have two dedicated lanes running in each direction, separated by a barrier. But you'll only be able to avoid traffic if you're willing to pay for it, meaning a round trip in the express lanes during rush hour could cost you about $15 to $20. And then there's the threat of property acquisition, which isn't new in I-285's history. In order to create space for the highway in the late 60s, the department approached people like Gene Mims, who lived in Doraville at the time.
We built houses right here, and 285 took our houses in 58.
Mims is 86 years old. She and her family had to sell their homes to the state, but they rebuilt them just a few streets over. Now, six decades later,
I'm hoping it's not going to take it again. Do you think so?
Mim says even though she knows what it's like to lose a home for a highway, it's what they need.
Something's got to be done. It's going to hurt a lot of people moving, taking the houses. But with as many people here in cars, we got to have some solutions.
Steffi Kuntz, a Doraville City Councilwoman, says the homes GDOT might take to add express lanes could be some of the last affordable housing in the region. But GDOT officials like Phil Copeland say if that does happen, they have a plan.
We have to find available housing that is comparable to the housing that someone is being displaced from. If there's just simply not housing available at the price that we're paying, there's also relocation funds available to bridge that difference.
Kuhn says it's not that simple. She says traffic problems are a result of rising housing prices.
A lot of it is because of the lack of workforce housing, and people are having to live further and further out to be able to be at, 30 or 40% of their income as their housing.
And what about public transportation? Part of the plan is to allow buses to run in the express lanes for free. But don't get your hopes up just yet about improved conditions on 285. Construction on the interstate isn't planned to start until 2023. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.